Well, okay. Are you with us, Kaylee?
Yes, I'm here, Dave.
All right. Praise God.
God bless you, all you who are listening. And I'm so in awe of the Lord and what He's done in my life. And I know some of you have heard the beginning of my testimony with, you know, what the Lord's done with my eyes, but I know many of you haven't, so I wanted to share that and an update that just recently happened. And shortly after I was born, I was diagnosed with a condition called esotropia, which is basically my eyes were both lazy. They didn't have enough strength not to cross. And I ended up having surgery on my eyes even before I was a year and a half. And from that point on, I wore glasses. And, you know, every time that I went to the eye doctor, they would, you know, do the, I kind of call it a finger test. You know, they would check my eyes and, you know, they wouldn't cross like normal eyes. You know, one would follow the finger and one would just completely shut off. And my eyes were so bad that, you know, when I was of the age to get contacts, they had to special order them because I had so much correction that was needed and LASIK surgery was never going to be an option for me. And August 2nd of 2007, the Lord changed my life forever. Earlier that week, I, you know, was about to talk to some of the brethren about, you know, meeting up and fellowshipping, and I had already made an appointment to go to the eye doctor to get another round of contacts for me, and I started feeling uneasy about telling them that I was going to the eye doctor, and you know, I kind of felt embarrassed, and I told my mom about it, and she said, well, you know, I wonder, you know, if the Lord's trying to tell you something about that, you know, since you feel embarrassed. And then I was like, yeah, you know, maybe. And so I started praying and thinking about, you know, all of what the Lord had done for me, you know, in the past 3 months before that, I was healed of seasonal allergies, and about 6 months before, the Lord healed my wisdom teeth. They were impacted, and I was having a lot of pain, and He stopped the pain, and, you know, they're still coming in straight, so praise the Lord for that. And, you know, I started just really thinking about, you know, why am I, you know, tying God's hands with this? And all of the reasons that I came up with were pretty much vanity because, you know, I had had glasses my whole life and I started to kind of like them and I liked contacts and, you know, just silly things that really don't mean much in the scope of things. And and so I decided that, you know, I was going to take that step of faith and trust in Him and not in man. And as I was driving home on, you know, August 2nd of 2007, I was coming home from my grandparents' house, and the Lord let me know it was time to take that step in faith. And you know, which is kind of scary, especially, you know, I was driving. And so, I had to take them off. And so I just took them off and I laid them down. And I said, Lord, you know, I thank you and I praise you for healing me. And it was just awesome because automatically I saw better. And, you know, it was still kind of blurry a little bit, but it wasn't anything like it used to be. And I was just praising the Lord the whole way home. And when I got home, you know, I told my mom the good news that the Lord had healed my eyes, and pretty soon after I got home, she was like, oh, you know, she was praising the Lord, and she wanted to do the finger test and, you know, see my eyes cross together for the first time. And she did it, and she leaped up, and she just started praising the Lord and crying, and, you know, it was like just an amazing thing for her to see that, you know, after, you know, so many years, I was healed. And it was just an amazing thing. And not long after that happened, I had to head back to school because I had some training for work. And, you know, I knew that a big part of manifesting the Lord Jesus in all of us and, you know, manifesting the complete healing that he gave me was confessing it to people and you know, confessing him. And when I first arrived at school, I shared it with my fellow employees where I worked, and, you know, it was a great testimony for them, and I was so excited about what the Lord had done for me, and I just couldn't wait to tell more people. But it was not that much longer, you know, after I had gotten to school that the flesh sort of crept up on me and started placing thoughts in my mind, like, you know, what will people think of me? What will people say? What if they think I'm crazy? And especially, you know, my professors and my fellow classmates that were going to school to be, you know, future doctors and nurses, and which, you know, is what I had been going to school for. But, you know, at that time, I was just really questioning it all, because I thought, you know, how can I, you know, do this, go to school for medicine, if, you know, I believe that the Lord took care of all of that on the cross for us. And I didn't really know, you know, what they would think of me or what they would say. And it got to the point where, you know, I just started trying to block it out of my thoughts, and because I was just scared of telling them. And it was, you know, something I would just, if there was a thought that ever would pass through my mind, I would think, oh, well, I'll just tell them at a more opportune time. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, a few weeks into the semester, I experienced the full manifestation of my healing with perfect vision. There was no more blurriness and everything, which was awesome. And yet another, you know, thing to praise the Lord about, but I was still kind of fearful about telling people. And I guess it was early December, and I woke up one morning, I was going to get ready for class, and my eyes were blurry again, and it almost seemed like it was back to square one, and I was just, it was like I was never healed. And, you know, I started speaking the word, you know, by his stripes I was healed, and, you know, it's not I that lives, but it's Christ that lives in me. And I just started confessing all of those promises that we've been given in the Word, and, you know, because I knew that the Lord had given me this healing, you know, by his grace, and, you know, he accomplished it on the cross. And just as soon as I started speaking that, you know, those words of faith, the Lord spoke to me. He said, confess it. And then it was like my whole world broke down, and I just felt so heartbroken because I realized that I had allowed the flesh to get in the way of glorifying the Lord, and I was, you know, taking away the glory that he deserves, you know, with what he had done for me and the healing that he had blessed me with. And I just, you know, fell down in repentance and, you know, by the grace of God and, you know, by his mercy, he forgave me. And I decided after that moment I was not going to keep quiet any longer. And, you know, that day I began to confess that I was healed. And the craziest thing was I found that that fear that I had allowed to come over me was completely unfounded. And it was so easy once I let the Lord take the reins and, you know, just allow him to speak through me and give me his boldness. And, you know, as I began to confess more and more of, you know, his healing for my eyes, the blurriness slowly started going away, and you know, it wasn't that long until my, you know, healing was fully manifested again. And, you know, that was a great this lesson for me, you know, that we need to give God the glory in every circumstance and every situation in our lives, you know, good or bad. And it was just an awesome thing for me to realize. And then the most recent update for, you know, my eyes was this past Sunday on the 12th. I was, you know, in town with my mom, and we had gone a couple of places, and I ended up losing my driver's license, which is, you know, a pretty big deal. And so I started retracing my steps, and we ended up searching for many hours for it. And all the while I was asking the Lord to help us find it, and you know, then, you know, just as my mom and I were about to give up and turn back and start going home, I realized something, that earlier last week, my mom and I had discussed that I still had yet to get the restriction for driving with corrective lenses taken off my driver's license. And, you know, I decided, you know, I need to do that sometime, which, you know, I sort of realized today that seemed like a common theme in this testimony. I would be like, oh, you know, I'll do it later kind of thing. But, you know, it's better to, you know, do what the Lord puts on your heart to do or reminds you to do first. But just as with everything, he works all things for the good of those that love him. So, I realized that the Lord made me lose my license that day to force me to take a step in faith, since it's almost been 2 years, by taking that eye test again to take the restriction off. And it made sense to me, and I, you know, there was just an overwhelming peace that came over me about, you know, not having my license or anything like that. So Monday afternoon, my mom drove me up there, take my test again, and, you know, I had no doubt that, you know, the Lord had healed me. You know, I've been living and walking in this healing for almost 2 years now, and, you know, this is just the step that I needed to take. And the eye test had three different sections, and the first section I flew through. And the second and third section, each time that I was about to start, my eyes got blurry when I looked at the first letter in each sequence. And, you know, my mom's kind of off to the side, and she was, you know, just waiting. And you know, when I would pause, she would just pray in the spirit. And I knew that, you know, the Lord had already blessed me with this healing. And so I just, you know, blinked my eyes a couple times and read through both of them. And we ended up, you know, going back around to the woman who had helped us. And she asked, you know, did you have LASIK surgery? And I said no. And then she seemed like she kind of got upset because maybe she thought that we had kind of pulled one over the system. I don't know. And, you know, she said, so you didn't have LASIK surgery? And we said no. And my mom and I, you know, explained that, you know, the Lord had healed my eyes. And it was just amazing how quickly her demeanor changed. And just her eyes and face lit up, and she said, oh, that's so wonderful. And, you know, it was just an awesome testimony to give to her and all of the people there. And, you know, before we left and she had printed out my temporary license, she even pointed out that, you know, under restrictions it says none. And, you know, it was just so awesome. And now I have written proof for so many people that, you know, the first question to me when I say, you know, the Lord healed my eyes is, so you went to the eye doctor and got your eyes examined again? You can see perfectly now. And, you know, before, you know, I would just say, well, you know, I know that the Lord has healed my eyes, you know, by his stripes, I was healed. And, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, if everything's working fine, then why need to go to the doctor? Because, you know, most people, when they go to the doctor, there's something wrong with them. And so, you know, I would just kindly say that, and, you know, they would normally just kind of smile, or, you know, just kind of take me for what I said, and that's it. But, you know, now I can say that I took an eye examination, and it says that I see perfectly, and you know, there can be no doubt in anyone's mind now that I was healed, and which is awesome, you know, because, you know, there are so many people that, you know, by the grace of God, they can believe and receive, you know, testimonies of the Lord, faithfulness and healing and all of that without seeing it. But, you know, some of those people do need that tangible proof. And, you know, so the Lord covered all his bases now, and I just give him all the glory for it.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Kaylee. We're going to pray for some people out there now, I'm sure, that would like to receive a healing, and especially for eyes. And we have also a request here from Eric DeJesus that we pray for over someone here, proxy for him. And some of you may not know what that is, but it's when someone stands in for someone else exercising their faith, and we pray over them. Like in the scriptures, you know, the Syrophoenician woman stood in for her daughter, and her faith stood, and the centurion and the ruler of the synagogue. Those were all proxy healings because they stood in faith and the Lord healed the person. So we want to pray for anyone out there that wants to agree with us for their eyes to be healed and restored. And the brethren here are going to take some oil and anoint Miss Mary because she said she'd stand in anyway. And we're going to pray for you out there, too, while you're with us. And, you know, the Bible says in Matthew 18 and 19, if any two of you agree as touching anything, it shall be done by our Father in heaven. So the Lord gave us authority to speak to the mountain, and he said if we didn't doubt in our heart that what we said would come to pass. I'm sure to some of you that have had sight problems as long as Kaylee's had them, or longer, that this seems like a big mountain to you. You know, it seems like, well, I've had it this long, how could, you know, it just doesn't seem likely that I would get rid of it. But this is God, you know. This is his word. So I want you to receive this right now. You receive your miracle right now in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm voicing for all of my brethren out there who are agreeing with me in faith for the healing of our brethren that have needs for their eyes. We just command those eyes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be restored, to be healed. Our Lord Jesus bore this curse upon himself so that we could be healed and restored, just like Kaylee was. And Father, we stand on your word. You said all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them. So today we believe we have received, Lord. We put our faith together. We command you, Eric, to be healed and restored, your eyes to be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus. You too, Mary, in the name of Jesus. And anyone out there, restored in Jesus' name, they agree with us. They put their faith with us, and we agree with them that they are restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, your word says, whosoever offereth the sacrifice of thanksgiving glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his way aright will I show the salvation of God. And Lord, you said, offer unto God the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So God, we thank you for this miracle. We thank you for these miracles. We thank you for reaching out and touching the people that are joining us today. Thank you that their eyes are restored in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise the Father. Thank you, Father. Kaylee, thank you so much for that testimony, and I know it's encouraging to people, and I'm sure that somebody was listening when you were telling your class there. You know, I'm sure somebody was listening, needed to hear that, and maybe even sometime later in their life they'll remember that, because they've questioned that, does God heal? I'm sure they've questioned that. Lost people do that. They question, does God still do those things? And they need somebody to come and tell them, yes, he still does this today because he did it for me.
Amen.
And I know that people that respected you heard your testimony and it touched their heart.
And, you know, I just praise the Lord that, you know, he's been able to use me and, you know, for his glory, and it's just an awesome thing.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Kaylee. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Kaylee's been working on feverishly on our Hidden Manna, getting it formatted and things, and they're prepared to format a whole bunch of books now, some of them that you see on the site. So we just give thanks to God for Doris and Kaylee, the hard work they're doing. And all the other brethren that are joining them and helping them out. Praise God. You know, when I was real young in the Lord, we prayed for this brother who had glasses that were, oh man, they were looked like the bottoms of Coke bottles, you know. These glasses were just the funniest looking things, you know. Well, we prayed for that brother. And I remember him giving his testimony in front of the church that I was in. He, him and his wife, because after we prayed for him, he went home and he threw his glasses away. And that was all it took. I mean, this was his act of faith, you know. Faith without works is dead. So he stepped out and he said, well, I'm healed, so I don't need this. So he threw his glasses away and, you know, the Lord healed his eyes. And his wife was kind of looking at him questioningly, you know, and they had to get in the car and come to church. And when they were on the way to church, well, he started reading people's license plates and the signs and things far off. And his wife, she was surprised because she had to look at those signs and wait till she got a little closer to actually read that he actually was reading them. So he had better sight than she did. You know, and since that time, I've prayed over a lot of people that have had healing in their eyes. You know, that used to be a really strange thing, you know, for people's eyes to be healed. I mean, it was even said that it hadn't even been known that that the Lord would open the eyes of the blind, you know. And it was a rare, rare thing, you know, in the Old Testament. You hear all that crackling out there, folks? Let me tell you what that is. It's a bunch of people that can't wait till the break that they're crackling with the... they're tearing into some cookie bags here. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Is there a fire going on over there or something? So anyway, making a long story short, we prayed over my wife, and the same thing, you know, she got rid of her glasses, and over a matter of weeks that her eyes got better and better and better and better until they were restored. And I told you about how that glaucoma ran in my family, and how that my eyes were. I went through several stages of trial with my eyes, you know, and. You know, they would get better, and then they would get worse, and they would get better. And I know what the Lord was doing. He's just training me, you know, to not pay any attention to the symptoms. Just believe and praise God and begin to ignore the symptoms until I saw the complete healing. Well, you know, that happened to me. I went through that several times, you know. And I praise God that my eyes are restored. Praise be the Lord. He is an awesome Savior. You know, I want to tell you, the Bible talks about praising Him before the nations. And, you know, we need to do that because they need to hear us bragging upon the Lord. They need to hear us bragging upon the Lord. They need to hear that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is a way to preach the gospel to people, folks. It's good news to people out there to know that the Jesus that we know from the Bible is not gone, is not past, you know. He's still our Savior today. We need to confess Him before men, as He's asked us to do. Before the nations, as He's also asked us to do. You know, confess Him before men.